Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
I need you. You need me. We all are part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We all are part of God's body. It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you too. So I pray for you. I love you, I need you to survive. I won't hurt you with words from my mouth. I love you, I need you to survive. It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive.
Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Wow, I want to believe we had a great time in the various groups. Okay, so I want to believe that across the various groups, you had some difficult line of thoughts. Difficult line of thoughts, like somebody saying something that like, ah, wow, we've not seen it like that. Anything like that. Some kind of strong thoughts or things that raise questions or things that, you know, you think we need to add something to. Praise God. So the microphone will go around. Then from each group, we're able to get one thought, line of thoughts across the groups. Yes. So what group will come first? I'm not sure every group to go around, but what group is coming first? Anybody, any group? Something you want to share, something you want to ask, you need more light on. Somebody said something. Okay. Microphone.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, there was one difficult conversation we're having, and it's based on submission.
Submission.
How to submit in a relationship or in marriage.
Yeah.
So, it's like, are we supposed to submit when we're in the relationship?
Okay, when we're in the relationship.
When we're in the marriage.
Okay. What every man wants in a man answers that question. That's my latest book. What every man wants in a woman answers the question. And one of the things that's men want in women is what? Submission. Is that not? And many of the times I've heard men say things like, she doesn't respect me. Even in relationships. Oh, she doesn't respect me. She talks back at me. She doesn't listen to me. You know, and I think it's a major issue. I would say that there are degrees. There's a degree at which you will submit when it is a relationship. There is another degree when it is marriage. Wives, submit to your husband in all things. That's marriage. In how many things? All things. It's a very strong principle. And God says, wives, submit to your husband in how many things? Except when the man wants you to denounce your faith in God. Except when He wants you to do something that is outrightly and directly against your faith. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Yes. That's the time where the woman can seek the permission of the husband, and if he insists, she can decide to say, this is, my faith is more important than my marriage. I hope you know that. Yeah. Our faith in God is more important than marriage. So the woman submits to her husband in all things except where the man is saying she should go against God. That way she can say, no, I can't go against God. After all, God gave me to you. Now, I won't have to love you more than God. I would love God first. Is that not? The Bible says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your might, with all your soul, with all your strength. Then the second commandment is love your neighbor as your. So the second cannot override the first. Do we understand that? Yes, so that's general. Then when it comes to relationships, where you learn submission, the Bible talks, in marriage also, the Bible talks about submitting one to another. That means there is an extent, or there is a sense in which a man is to submit to the wife too. But it should not be heard from the mouth of the wife. It will sound very strange. Rather, the man should listen to the wife's point of view. She has a lot to say. She's a partner. Marriage is a partnership. So you have to listen to your wife. You have to listen to what she has to say. You have to, allow yourself to be led by some of the things you know she's saying. And they are better. They are superior. Especially in areas where she has extra knowledge or her profession, something that she can actually help you with. And God brought the woman into the life of the man so that the woman will be able to help the man. Is that not? Yes. Just imagine a midwife telling the woman in labor, push. I said, I'm not pushing. The baby will die. Yeah, that's why many marriages crash. The men, many of the times, don't want to listen to their wives. So you must, as a man, learn to listen to your wives. The same thing in relationships. Before the marriage, one of the things you watch out for to decide whether you can settle with a person is, does he listen to me? Does my opinion count? Or he does everything, I'm just a figurehead. If he doesn't listen to you and your opinions don't count, going ahead in that marriage makes no sense. You suffer. Because he also is practicing submission in the relationship the same way you are practicing. He's asking questions. Now, why are the areas she's going to submit during the course of relationship? Submission has to do with things that, for instance, in relationship, submission is more of respect. But in marriage, it is more of lordship. Did you get what I just said? So in relationship, it's more of respect. I respect you. And because I respect you, I won't talk back. I won't shout at you. That's submission. I won't shout. I won't raise my voice. I won't talk in a manner that is not supposed to be. That's respect. And that's what the lady is supposed to be doing. For instance, if we're in the course of relationship, you have my submission when it comes to making decision as to either listening to another guy, or listening to you. I will listen to another guy because this is who I'm connected to right now. I'll listen to you. I will listen to you more than I'll listen to my friends. Submission has started. But I won't listen to you more than I listen to my parents. I won't listen to you more than I listen to my pastor. Because these are the people that have the final say for me in that relationship. They are the people that will guide, the people that will join us, the people that will do everything. So I will still listen to those ones more than you because we are still in a relationship. If a man is pressuring you to listen to him more than your pastor and your parents in a relationship, it's a red flag. Because he also should honor the place of your father, your mother, and your spiritual head. He should understand that your spiritual, even after marriage, the pastor does not interfere. Your parents are not supposed to interfere. But both of you still know you honor your men of God. You honor your parents. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Because that's spiritual parenting. This is spiritual parenting. This is biological parenting. You cannot compare. You cannot drag the place of parents in your life. But my friend, for instance, I'm in a relationship with my wife. My relationship. And her friends want her to do something over me. She would give me priority over the friends. You understand? Maybe I have a female friend somewhere. I will not have anything to. There's nothing the female friend will say that will override this one. Because this is my number one female friend. There's nothing a male friend will say that will override this one. This is your number one male friend. So respect and submission has started to an extent. But it should not come with the idea of, you know that this guy, this is sounding like you are commanding, domineering. At relationship level, I should not be seeing commando. You understand? I should not be seeing that. I should be seeing somebody who is a leader, a servant leader. In marriage, I should not see that either, but at least I understand that in marriage, this is total submission. And that doesn't mean that in the marriage, the man will now say, welcome to total submission. It doesn't make any sense. If you are in a good relationship where both of you really love yourselves and you want to have a good home, you will discover that it will be mutual. Yes, there are sometimes the lady says something and the man says, okay, let it go your way, no problem. Then the man is saying something, the lady says, oh, why not? The woman says, why not almost for everything? But the man says, why not? I'll think about it. I'll get back to you. Do you understand what I'm saying now? But the lady submits to the husband in all things, while the man must also submit to the wife, one to another. Do you get what I'm saying now? Does it make any sense to you? Yes, very good. So I think I've answered your question. Yes. Okay. Any other one? We're going to pray today a little bit before we go. The Spirit of God ministered to me. I'm going to pray for those who have people that you have not forgiven. Maybe somebody raped you, a family member molested you, or somebody broke your heart, or you hurt somebody and you've not forgiven them. I want to be able to pray for you so that you can let love reign and let love win. Okay.
Thank you very much, sir. Good evening, everybody. Yes, so a question was raised as to how our environment affects some part of our temperament, where, for instance, you are in a place and then there's a part of you that...
Those of us at the back, can you hear clearly?
Okay, sorry. A question was raised about how our
environment... Sorry, those of us outside, can you hear clearly? Very good.
About how our environment affects temperament. For instance, you are in a particular place and then you are more of a sanguine. And maybe when you are at home, you are phlegmatic or reserved and everything like that. And so it reminded me of something I once listened to from a podcast of how it started like that also from a relationship. And then they got married. And the husband now was now wondering the exact person he married because she was like that in the relationship. When she's amongst her friends and every other person, she's all goofy and all excited and everything. Yeah. But when they are together, she's reserved, she doesn't talk and everything. And then it continued like that into the marriage. So, sir, in a situation like that, what should these people do?
Oh, but that seems to be the ideal thing. When you are amongst your friends, you are vulnerable. You are less. The right word to use is you are free. Free is a good word, and I've loved the better adjective. You were more expressive. You express yourself more because there are people that you know. They know you. You know them. You just. But when you are amongst other people that you don't have that kind of connection, you want to give your space. You want to really know people before you allow them break into you. Do you understand? So that's normal. But you see, when it comes to relationship, your temperament is not as if it is changing. The only thing is that there are certain people who bring out a particular part of you because of the connection they have made with you. Now, in that relationship, if the husband is able to make the same connection that the friends have made with her, that part of her will come out. So her temperament did not change. He has not unlocked her heart. The friends have unlocked the heart, so they have access. If he succeeds to unlock her heart, maybe by showing her love, ministering to her in her love language, she will open up. That's the right thing. That's the right thing. Thank you. Okay, next question.
Good evening, Pastor. Good evening, everybody. Okay, I'm asking this question on behalf of somebody. The question is, if you've been in a very toxic relationship where the person is always lying, how do you heal from it because you've not been able to go into another relationship because of the past previous one? So you don't trust the new ones that are coming now. How do you heal from the past relationship where the opposite other partner is always lying to you?
Is it my book? I wrote about 8 ways to know that you are still in your past. And I also explain how to break out. You see, that book is loaded. Yes. You see, I'm just coming from a training. And it's a 4-day training. I paid 100,000 naira. And I was spending close to 500, extra 50 or 60,000 naira just to attend the meeting, going, you know, driving and all that. And most of the things I thought everybody in PFLE 3 is what they were teaching me. I said, I was like, wow, beautiful. In fact, I opened one of my materials and I was like, oh, this is everything. Okay, fine. But I paid. And I must say that it's not everything that I needed in the training. I just needed something. And I picked the things I needed. As I was picking it, during the course of training, during break, I had gist with my wife, and I was like, I pick this thing. See, like that. Now, that means that there is no end to learning. There is no end to learning. You cannot have learned everything. I buy a particular book. I see another book that looks like it. I buy again. I just read and read. That's why, you see, when you answer questions, when you talk, people are wondering, where does that come from? There are many things that have been read, many things that have been heard. That's why you need to check all the people you follow on Instagram, all those places, TikTok. 2 minutes word of wisdom, 30 seconds can change a person's life. Somebody listens to me. I mean, somebody are like, man, I'm at the conference, you are trending. I say, am I trending? Seriously. They say, oh, yes, you're trending. I say, very good. Thank you very much. Now, they are picking contents from the things that I have said. The same way I pick contents from the things that some kind of people I follow. Unfollow some people. You don't need them. In fact, they are the toxic people. So let's get back to the question now. Now, you've been in a relationship with somebody that tells lies a lot. Like, the person is not honest. You've broken out of that relationship. You're no longer in that relationship. But now you are finding it difficult to believe any other person. And that's why I was saying that you need to understand that people are different. And you cannot judge everybody because of one person. And that's why I said also that if you enter a relationship prematurely without understanding how to identify the right and the wrong person, chances are that you would have tarnished your sense of good judgment because of the multiple experiences. You don't know how to choose right again. You don't know. In fact, there are some people, as I speak now, you cannot make decision about relationship for yourself. You have been in too many already. You need somebody to guide you. You need somebody to walk you through that path. If you have been in up to 5 relationships that are bad, as a guy, you don't know how to make relationship with girls. You don't know. You will need somebody. The same thing with ladies. 5 different relationships, this one out in there, you don't know it. Forget it. You know why? Let me explain. If you write a particular exam and you get 0, you write again, you get 0. You write again, you get 0. You write again, you get 0. You don't know that course. Does it make any sense to you? It's either you are switching or you need somebody to sit as a private teacher to walk you through. Or else, you write it again and fail. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So don't feel bad about it. Just make sure you prepare your mind to say, okay, truth be told, I will learn a lot. And it's either you need somebody or you will now reschool yourself with books and materials and teachings and be willing to open up your heart again. Then you'll be able to. Because most of the what that lady will be saying is that guys don't tell the truth. Guys. She will not say some guys, though. She will now generalize. And that's the mindset that guys are liars. Guys are cheats. They don't tell the truth. And that's a lie. I usually tell this story of a particular lady that's been in a relationship that was very abusive. And she stayed there for too long. But somehow somebody succeeded to pull her out of it. Then the next one she found, that's her first relationship. So the next one she found, very good guy. Everything was so perfect, so wonderful. She began to ask herself, maybe this other, she now began to judge this other good guy as, maybe there's something wrong. How can somebody be this good? No slaps, no beatings, no direct insults, no attack. You know, some ladies like marriage where they attack. Boom, I can put a jack. Yamile Konoki, yeah. Glory to God. Some people just like hard life. They like arguments. They like, if they don't see it, they feel like there's no peace. Their peace is when there is pieces. So for that kind of lady, what you need to do is to heal up. First of all, understand the love of the Father for you. None of us can truly love if you don't know God's love. Because when anybody tries to abuse you, or try to make you feel less than yourself, you turn to the love of the Father. You know that's the way a human being just treated me, but that's not the way God is seeing me. And that must be the foundation of your love. If the foundation of your love is like that, it will be difficult to be depressed because somebody is, you know, reacting somehow. It will be easy for you to disconnect when you discover that this person is not loving me in a way that looks like the way I'm supposed to be loved. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here right now? So you need to build that solid foundation. Then she will need to heal and forgive the guy genuinely. And sometimes in prayer, she has to be saying it that, okay, Dotun, I sincerely forgive you. I let go of all the hurts, everything you have done to me. I forgive you. I love you with the love of God. And I know that you are going to have a good future. I'm going to have a good future. I'm not against you. I'm not praying. Because chances are that you start praying that the person will marry a wrong person. So that you'll be able to say, you see, I was right. It's wrong. Love does not rejoice in iniquity. It does not rejoice in injustice. When I broke up with my ex, when she broke up with me, I didn't break up with her. When she broke up with me, one of the things that I tried to do through that season, it was not very easy for me. I know that everybody will begin to tell you things like, don't worry, forget it. But you are hot. You know you are hot. Uh-huh. And the breakfast can be hot. So I'm like, oh, this one is hot. Hot breakfast. You know, so I was in that situation for about a year plus. Sometimes I would think that I have healed from that, you know, and I just realized that I've not healed from this thing. Because sometimes I begin to have thoughts like, you see, she'll marry somebody that will suffer her. So I had to start saying, no. Then I kept contact with her after a while. How are you doing? How is everything? Blah, 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 like that. So I started telling myself the truth that this girl is going to marry well, and I'll marry well. Everybody will be happy. Last. Will not, maybe God is even trying to remove something from my life. Maybe we're not, you know, I just said a lot of things that I encouraged myself prayerfully. And at the point, we're keeping in touch, just gisting. How are you? How is everything? How is it going? Wow, it's well with you, you know, and all that. But at the point I knew I'd made up my mind to move on, I moved on completely. I was not bothered about going back to her for any reason. You know, like I said, she wanted to come back, but I'd moved on. Because you are going to be scratching a wound. I might not be able to manage it because I have started developing feelings for somebody else and I started loving that person. And, you know, and in sincere love, you can't love two people the same way at the same time. Sincere, you can't love two people the same way at the same time. My love for my wife now was already growing. So when she told me that she had a dream, I packed her bag from my, I told her, I said, it's okay. I packed it actually. I'm sorry about it. I wasn't feeling that way anymore because I had healed. If I had not healed, you know, but after that call, I cried a little. My cry was based on, how did this girl take miss correct man? But that was my cry. I felt that way. I felt like, since I've been praying for her that she'll get the right person, when she was going to get married, she told me, I felt good about it. I prayed with her about it and all that. And I'm fine. So that's justice. She needs to heal. Go read that book about the part that has to do with healing. You'll be able to see a few things that will help. Next person. Are we learning anything?
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Okay. So, in today's generation, why is cheating?
No, I hear your voice is just very beautiful.
Okay, thank you. In today's generation, why is cheating still seen as a normal thing in relationship? Why are people still normalizing it? Cheating is painful, but they still settle for it. Why?
Cheating is painful. Cheating is dangerous. But you see, it is not normal. It is only normal within the cycle of people who normalize it. Do you understand? It is not normal. It is only normal within the cycle of people who normalize it. Do you understand? One of the things that you would have discussed during the course of relationship is that if you cheat on me, I'll carry my bag and I'll go. And the person is hearing it, it's like, say yes. That's the one thing. In fact, I and my wife had a conversation then, and I asked her, what's the one thing that if I do, you will not forgive me? And she laughed and laughed that she could not figure out anything. I told her my own one thing is very simple. I'm Mavis, I'm not Jesus yet. If I hear that I will carry my bag, I'm gone. I know she felt like, I don't know, but that's, do you get what I'm saying here now? But that's just what I know I can forgive. I know I will forget. The Lord will help all of us. But you see, that cheating of a thing, forgiveness means go, let me go, and let me be happy. That's the way I can perceive it. But when it is a marriage, everybody will do everything to encourage you. Especially if there's some kind of cheating that are just, they are, how do I call it now? They are not cheating like the person had sexual relations with the other person, but the person started developing feelings for the person and started chatting. You know, that's cheating already. Hope you know that. Cheating is not until and cheating is when your affection is moved from one person to another person. You pay more attention to this person as against this person. You're already cheating. So many of you ladies, I feel like, oh, so I've been cheating. Yeah. As soon as your attention has drifted to another person and you're beginning to like that person more, spend time with that person more, give attention to that person more, you already started cheating. Yes. That one is very easy to look away. But when the person gets involved in the act, it's usually very painful. It's hurtful. It stays a lot with people. So what you just asked now, it is in the cycle of people who believe that it is normal. And can I tell you, the people that believe that it's normal, it is some of our traditions, especially to an extent, Yoruba tradition. If you try it in some places, the woman dies instantly. Sometimes the man magun or something. There are some people don't accept it. So in some Yoruba tradition, it's like No, it's not. You must be able to tell yourself that's not. And if tradition accepts it, scripture doesn't accept it. And I said it over and again that we're not following tradition, we're following what? Scripture. So you must stand with the word of God. You must stand on the word of God. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is the only reason the Bible says a person can be divorced. In other words, God is saying it's not normal. Don't do it. In fact, when Israel did it against God as a nation, God divorced them. Oh, you've not read the Bible? Israel, and God said, you will suffer with your enemy. Go. They will now cry and beg. He's a merciful God now, you understand? They will now cry and beg. They will suffer from the hands of their enemies. Sometimes 430 years. You can imagine, divorce of 430 years. Then God will call them back again as a nation. And he always reminds them, say, you have committed adultery with so-so nation against me. You have played the harlotry. You have done, and I'm not interested in that. Because God is a jealous God. Do you understand that right now? Yes, so what I'll say is that it's not normal. It's only normal if you are in the cycle of people who accept it. A normal Christian brother will not accept that it is normal for you to cheat on him. And a normal Christian sister, a beautiful Christian sister, a wonderful Christian, will not accept that it's normal for you to cheat on her. It's only culture and tradition that will say, hey, it's okay, now just leave it like that. Just manage yourself. Just continue like that. And some people are dying. Some people will eventually die in that relationship. Some people had, I told you, did you do your research on Sunday? I said, gastric ulcer, diabetes, high blood pressure. Many of them are traced to some of these things. Then the woman begins to suffer some serious internal wounds from inside. She can't hold it. Some men too. Men who saw their wives, you know, with another person. And there's some men that are not aggressive physically. And he could not stand it. And he died out of depression. Some poisoned themselves and died. Yeah, so we must not, don't, it's not normal. If a person, I'm telling you, if you're in a relationship that you're not married, if it's marriage, we do what we call infidelity recovery. It's a long process. It takes years for some people to heal. That's why we're saying prevention is always better than what? Cure. So, if you're not married and you're in a relationship and somebody cheats on you, my advice every day and every time is to leave it. Just walk away. It's not worth it. Especially when it's something that the person developed feeling for the other person and cheated. They say somebody attacked somebody on the road. They say they raped me. It's a different thing. Do you understand what I'm saying now? He raped me, oh, I did not plan, oh, eh, he now raped me. You can understand. But you develop feeling for the person. You will search out, I love you, I like you, let's meet. You met. Fornication and adultery is not by mistake. It's always a planned thing. Did you hear what I said? It's always people walk into it. When they say fell into temptation, you know why they say fell into temptation? The falling is that you were walking that path. You saw the hole and you fell into it. That's it. Praise God. Next one from them.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay, so we have two questions. One says, how do you deal with an insecure partner? And the second one is, can music be a deal breaker in a relationship?
I don't understand. Deal breaker?
A deal breaker, meaning that, oh, you are a person that I don't listen to, okay, let's say I don't listen to worldly music, and this person does, and you don't like it. Is this something that should make you shield off and like, I'm not? Or is something that you can talk to the person about and see if they are willing to change?
You can talk to the person about it. Probably they don't have the understanding that you have about it. Meaning that there are some Christians who still don't have the understanding that we as believers are not supposed to listen to worldly songs. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So you don't want to be in a marriage where you're doing your son's naming ceremony or your daughter's naming ceremony and your husband is playing one corner. It's embarrassing. You get what I'm saying now? But you want to play something that is beautiful. So what do you do? If somebody comes in a relationship, you need to discuss with the person and say, oh, this is my value. And part of my values is spirituality. And as a spiritual person, a child of God, I believe that worldly songs, I know no, because the word of God says it. And it is there. Be not conformed with this world. Worldly, anything worldly. It says, be transformed by the renewing of your word, mind. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Yes. Both of you. That's why we say marry somebody that you have similar values. I've never had to argue worldly song in my house before. I never needed to, because from day one, we knew we don't have it. So if you meet somebody like that, discuss it with the person. If the person says, oh, I realize that this is true. Why should I be a Christian? Spirit-filled. I just finished speaking in tongues and I'm speaking in world. It does not tally. I don't know if you get what I'm saying here now. Uh-huh. So both of you agree and you say, oh. Then the person begins to grow. And say, wow, truly, I never knew about this. Now I know better. Are we here together? Because chances are that the other partner can corrupt you. Music is strong, and music is a spirit. And everything you play inside of your room, you have invited that spirit. Always know what I'm telling you. If I tell you these things, just take them. Music is a spirit. Somebody can be sad now, and one song will change the whole of your mood. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Songs are powerful. Music is powerful. The Bible says the word I speak, they are spirits. Songs, are they not words? They are words. They are powerful. Very powerful. Somebody might be very okay now. Then they are playing a song that is erotic. All of a sudden, you start lusting. There's a spirit of lust attached to that song. Before you know it, the guy is playing pictures in his mind already. Before you know it, the girl, he doesn't know passes and he's already looking at her, touching, wanting to manifest. There's a spirit controlling him that moment. That's the power of music. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? Don't think music is ordinary. Don't think so. I beg you, don't. Oh, don't. Oh, if music is ordinary, why is it that I will raise a worship song here now? Somebody will start crying, worshiping God. And you think it's ordinary? God inhabits the praise of his people. That means when people are worshiping and singing, God lives inside. Then when people are doing the other one, where does Satan live? You better know it's a direct opposite. Satan inhabits the praise of his people. Everything that exalts erotism, that exalts sex, that exalts love, greed, violence, Satan is excited about it. Just imagine somebody singing a song and saying, destroy, follow, before you know it, somebody will break somebody's head. Before you know it, they will fight. Before you know it, they will attack because there is a spirit behind it. Do we understand what I'm saying now? So I think it needs to be discussed. Then one person who is not at that level will come to that level. Both of them will now agree and they can move on. Since the both of them are Christians. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Yes. And that's why I usually advise that even people on your wedding day, you say what you want to start singing. The word that you have not been singing sings. That's what you want to sing. But don't look at us as being too spiritual. We are actually supposed to be very spiritual. We are actually spirits. So I don't know if there's any other thing you expect me to say and say just, no. It should be embarrassing. That's why you have to school your DJ. You have to talk to the guy that is coming to play for you. These are my playlists. These are the things I want you to play. And they are very powerful. Hip-hop, R&B, rock, any kind of gospel. They are everywhere. Except if you know Jassy, you are still... some people are so much in the world, they don't know what is happening in the church. Yes. There's so much in the world, you don't know what's happening here. If you listen to our songs, it will give you our own beats. Our gbedu, you fear God. We get gbedu, forget. Glory to God. What's the other one?
An insecure partner. How do you deal with an insecure partner?
You secure the partner. I'm joking. An insecure person is somebody that doesn't trust you. Is that not? Somebody that is afraid of what you're going to become. Like the person is not secure. There are different ways to explain this security thing. For instance, the person is jealous or the person is competitive. Is that not what you're talking about? Very good. Again, people have grown from different backgrounds and they are learning. You can give them opportunity to learn, but don't get into a relationship until you see that the mindset has changed. Don't. The reason is because as soon as you enter a relationship, you are emotionally attached. To come out is difficult. But as a friend, we can start dealing with that thing. As a friend, we can start talking about it. And if we have even gotten to the relationship and I notice that you are still like that, no. An insecure partner is not easy to live with. Let me tell you the truth. One of the things you can get from an insecure partner is that, Okay, let me just say, relationship with brother and sister, church people and all that, then church people, exactly, church people. So this is not about whether you're a Christian or not. There are a lot of church brothers that are insecure and ladies, Christian, they are very insecure. For instance, there are certain ladies that you cannot marry a pastor. You can't marry a pastor because I'll be greeting people in church now. Hey, how are you? I'll hug this one. I'll greet. So how are you? You die. You just faint. Kill me. Because I'll greet everybody. Everybody's coming in. Hey, pastor. Hey, daddy. I love you, sir. They'll write me messages. I love you, sir. Thank you, sir. If you read it and die, you kill yourself. Because you don't you want them to love me? Don't you want me to love them? But we understand the definition of the love. Is that not? That means a person who is overtly jealous and insecure cannot marry a person in that social status. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Yes. But for me, I've never had to quarrel. If my wife is greeting somebody or something, I'm not checking. Then they greet. How then they greet? I'm checking her phone to know all the people that, you know, these things cannot happen. Because, why? Because if the foundation, that's the problem. The foundation, who are you dating? Who did you meet? That's why we say people should mature in the faith. Grow. Do PFLA 1, do PFLA 2, and don't do it to join department. Do it to be in your spirit. Do you get what I'm saying now? Do it, let it be in your spirit. Not, I want to join department. No, do it and let it soak. Let those things, spiritual growth, spiritual maturity, the believer's conduct, all those things we are teaching here and there, let it enter the whole of your being. You will discover that after that course, you are coming out a refined person. You are beginning to think differently. Because the essence of these things is to help you refine your mind. So for an insecure partner, if you notice that partner is insecure, one of the things you must know is that the partner will not let you fly. So for this relationship I told you about, as soon as you got in the relationship at a particular point, the lady had a lot of followers, WhatsApp, you know, Facebook, she writes a lot, she posts a lot. Then the guy shut down the Facebook page, closed the WhatsApp, and she left WhatsApp. And the guy was making her believe that he's doing the right thing for her. She eventually started telling people that, no, she just wanted to be away from the eye of the public. It's not true. Eventually, when everything got messed up, was when she opened up that, he closed my Facebook, he did not let me do my WhatsApp again. I'm trying to come out again now. By now, they're already separated. They're not divorced. They're separated already. You know, and she's trying to get herself. So that's insecurity. If you're not insecure, the person is not doing anything bad. I'm doing the things I have to do with God, you know, preaching to people, teaching people. An insecure partner will make you like you don't know anything. Whereas a secure partner will say, whatever you know, start teaching that one. I'm even excited that you are trying. But an insecure partner will say, what do you know that you want to teach other people? No. Allow them. Many of us, you see, at a point, you need to understand how these things work. I have a lot of proteges, people in church doing one thing or the other. There's a limit to how you, but when I see that somebody wants to, you think you want to do that, go ahead and do it. Because I listen to some people who do not even know as half as what I have taught some of people doing one thing or the other. So I encourage them, do it. If you fly, it's to my glory, it's to my joy, it's my excitement. Am I making sense here now? And that's how you should be in a relationship. If the other person is flying and doing something, they should just know the limits. You cannot be on Instagram and do something and you don't cook for your husband, you don't do the right thing, then there will be quarrels. You get what I'm saying now? Or you're doing all those kind of things and you're in a relationship, you don't have time for the person, but you have time for the people you're gisting with online. There will be quarrels. So treat that insecurity as a matter that needs to be nip it on the board. Discuss it. I feel that this is how you're insecure about this. I feel you are not going to let me fly. I feel you are not comfortable with what I am becoming. Just imagine a partner, before you get married, or you're in a relationship, before you're in a relationship, he's already asking you to be sending your salary to him. Oh, you don't know? What are you saying? The guys, they are not married, and it's a month end, she will send it. He will now share her own. Give her transport fare. That should tell you already. And some ladies will say, he loves me. Is that not how to be the head? Head of what? Head of principalities and powers? If somebody does that in a relationship, what will you do in the marriage? Wait. You are not married. As a guy, you're about to marry a lady and you want to go and rent a house and the money is not yet complete. And you tell the lady that, since I'm going to marry you, have to bring money. No. If you know it's not complete, you can request that, babe, if you have, I don't mind. That's a request. But for you to say things like, bring money, after we're going to be living in the house together, you just know you are finished already. Because the role of the man is to provide. And if he doesn't have, he should have enough humility to say, I don't mind. I'll need like 200. I will refund the money to you. Do you know that kind of gist? There's a way you can get anything from anybody. But with ego and pride, you will never get it. And that's the sign you should know that. Or you go out, people are gisting everything you're doing. Even ladies too. I said it the other Sunday now. You're doing everything for the lady. You buy this for her. You do the and your maybe your socks. You don't have socks. Just buy socks and give this guy. You will never buy socks. You cannot do anything. Only you, they'll be giving everything. You cannot give anybody anything. You don't deserve gifts. Yes. You don't deserve any gift because this thing has to be reciprocal. If I do a little bit for you here, there, with your own discretion, you might not be able to do something very expensive. You understand? It might be that we went together to the salon, I had my hair cut, and you say, I paid. Ah, you paid, hey, okay, congratulations, happy payment. Do you get what I'm saying now? Just to show that I am also a giver. I don't want to be on the receiving end all my life. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Do we get what I'm saying here now? So insecurity is very dangerous. Deal with it. If you cannot cope with it, you can leave the person. Let that, and any person who has insecurity, you need to grow. You need to be mature. That's the truth. You need to learn more. And most times, insecure people have a low self-esteem. Yes, low self-esteem. They need to come to know who they are and that another person's success does not stop my success. Another person's victory does not stop my victory. When you are doing well, I am also doing well. With that mindset, you'll get better. I believe somebody has learned something. Okay, two or three, then we'll wrap up. No, you're talking from only one group. Only one group. There are many groups. I'll take only this one now. Then we'll move on. No, we have taken everything about your group. Praise we took God. From here already now. Okay, let's be fast. Just go ahead.
So we're talking about people that are red flag, you're torn off in a relationship. And then I was like that people develop turn-offs. People you've known for a long time. They start acting weird all of a sudden. And those things don't sit well with you. And then you're like telling this person, I don't like what you're doing. And they don't care. They're like, Omo, you go take them like that. So what do you do to such people that develop some characters they didn't have before?
You carry your bag and walk away. It's not difficult. Listen. This is how it works. Now, can you hear me? Can everybody hear me? Can you hear me? Let me tell you, this is how it works. One person in a person's life can change the person. If a person travels, you've known this person all your life. The person leaves this location and relocates to another place and stays for 2 months. If he comes back, you need to know the person again. It takes one conversation to change a person's mindset. It doesn't take too much. Just one. And that's why you can say, I've always known him. No, you don't know him. You don't know anybody. You have to know them again. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. I don't know if you're getting this thing. Because they are human beings. Somebody traveled to Europe. He had a good orientation until he got there. Then all of a sudden, he started doing guy to guy. He never did guy to guy before. He was always, straight. What do you call it? But before you know it, now bent. Just because he entered Europe, then you now think in your mind that you still know the person. Forget it. You don't know that person. Listen, I've seen ladies that were doing very well, serving God sincerely, just entered school. Girls, one person became her roommate and she became a lesbian. That's just it. And you think you still know that the guy that even his relationship with her, you think you still know her? You don't know her. Something has changed. You will need time to know this person. That's why be careful the people you associate with. Be careful the things that you listen to. We are talking about marriage is like all your life. You don't understand. All your life. Do you guys see the creed that we usually read? All my love I bestow to you. I give you all that I am. My body, my hide, my life, my kidney, my lungs. You have to take it seriously. Glory to God. Okay, next person. So you get what I just said. As soon as the person is getting that orientation and they are not willing to change and they are saying that's what they believe now, leave that person alone. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so it's just a question. I've been meaning to ask, but it's not what we are discussing. So, can a Christian marry a guy that prays rosary? Like, he has been deaf all his life.
He's a Christian, but he's a Catholic.
Catholic, yes.
My book, 20 Reasons Why You Must Break That Relationship, answers the question. Now, the problem you are breaking up is not because he's using a rosary, no. It's not because he's not a Christian, no. It's because both of you have conflicting views. And he is not willing to change. For instance, do you know that a person can be a member of MFM and a Deeper Life member, they cannot marry? Because the average Deeper Life person doesn't pray any of those fire prayer at all. So it will be irritating the person as you are praying that prayer. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So marry somebody who prays the way you pray. Or if both of you have agreed that both of us are now going to be fire people, good. Or both of us are going to leave the fire and embrace the word, good. Both parties must come to that word agreement. But if both of you don't agree and say, let's just enter it like that, it does not work. So for instance, the guy is a Christian. He's from a Pentecostal background. From a Catholic background. The girl is from a Pentecostal background. It can be challenging. That's the truth. It can be a basis for separation. Listen, separation from relationship is not death. It is to give you peace of mind. Because what if the person comes tomorrow and says, CEO, I believe in this, my rosary thing. You too, you must carry rosary. And now a wife must submit to the husband in all. Where will you start from? You still want to say something? Okay, give her the mic.
He actually does mountain of fire and rosary.
Eh?
He actually does mountain of fire too.
He's looking for deliverance. He's not yet delivered. Oh, she need. He does not need marriage now. He needs deliverance. Listen, let me tell you. If it's like that, he still needs what? Deliverance. You know what deliverance is? Deliverance is a total change of mind, change of heart, Holy Spirit working on you, demon spirits and devils or troubles leaving a person. That person has a major trouble that he's attacking. Let him finish attacking the trouble. Whenever he has attacked the trouble and succeeded, he can now face marriage. You cannot carry one trouble into another trouble. Marriage has enough of its own. Listen, I don't know how to say this thing again, but I know what I'm talking about. I've been around people over and over again, counseling people, morning. Sometimes a major part of your day is counseling. Do you get what I'm saying here now? And these are the issues that come up every time. And we have seen some people that carried it into marriage. It did not last. It would not be foolishness for me to now say on that person, do it. No, I can't. I have to. One of the ways we learn is experience. Is that not? From experience, we have seen that some things don't just work. I'll give you an example of people of different faith. Then similar faith. But if at the point both of them are coming together, both of them have now realized that, oh, we are going to be using our rosaries together, it's fine. They can go ahead. Or both of them realize that, oh, we're going to be praying our fire prayer together, it's fine. Go ahead. Or both of them, whatever both of them agree is what they should continue with. But if both of them do not agree, it cannot work. Can two work together except they agree? No. Amos 3:3. Next person, please, before we close.
Good evening, church.
Good evening.
So my question is, if as a child of God, you are in a relationship, are you people supposed to be calling each other my love, baby?
Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. It's a genuine Christian relationship. You can use pet names for your partner.
Are you supposed to, like, hug each other, but not sex or kissing, but just hugs? And
the question you're asking is very simple. How far is the limits? The limits. Okay, now listen. Are we here together? Let me go back to the stage. I think I need to be here. Glory to God. The number one question about how far is motive. What is your motive? That's the question. What is your motive? Now, these, they are brothers and sisters in church that have known themselves. Sometimes when you put yourself in service, you hug yourself. Is that not? Has it hurt you? Except if you have ulterior motive too. Except if you dream about her in the night and you came to manifest in the church in the service. That's a different thing entirely. No, you know that happens a lot. The guy has been fantasizing, so as soon as I just saw the girl in church, oh, how are you? You are just satisfying your lust. If the girl is spiritual enough, that day she just say, I'm fine. But did anybody say anything is wrong with hugging? No, I didn't say that it's wrong. But there are some kind of huggings that you know that, is it transformer? Is it that you have electric shock there that you cannot release the person? Are you getting what I'm saying here now? So people hug people, that's a little bit on the surface. But if you have a wrong motive for doing it, God, in the New Testament, God looks at our hearts and not just the act. And that's why we have to be more careful. Are you getting what I'm saying now? In the Old Testament, it's the act that matters. But in the New Testament, Jesus Christ said, if a man looks at a woman lustfully, he has already committed. So without hugging the person, you can commit adultery, fornication already. Do you get what I'm saying now? And that's why some people will tell you, in fact, me, I don't hug. I don't want any hugging. Don't put me under pressure. Whereas some other people know that I don't have anything wrong in my heart. I can feel free to hug somebody, and that's okay. So in a relationship, we see that people hug. We don't say that. Just that people know that they have limits. If you're in a relationship with somebody who's truly love, you sometimes you hug yourself. I'm talking serious Christian deal. I believe we have mature hearts to hear what I'm saying now. Sometimes you hug a person in a relationship that you are in as a Christian and just cover that all of a sudden for the guy, you have already you have so you know something is wrong. That what just happened to me now? You that nobody touched you in the dream, you're already manifesting. I don't want to see some things. Let me just keep it this way. There's nothing wrong with holding hands. There's nothing wrong with simple hugs. Nothing wrong with that. Now, there are certain things that people use to incite sexual passion. And one of those things will be kissing, mouth-to-mouth kissing. You use it to stir up sexual passion. And that's the reason why I would, at every point in time, let our people understand that it will hurt you. You know why? The Bible says you cannot put fire in your bosom and not be burnt. In other words, he's saying that if you choose to put that in your bosom, you know, joy. That's what the Bible is saying. That if you put fire, it says nobody can be on barefoot and walk on coals. Coals of fire, you'll be hurt. Are you getting what I'm saying? You'll be burnt. It will affect you. So that's why we always tell people that kissing has no place in your relationship, because what kissing does is to excite sexual passion. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Some people will say, oh, just direct kissing. Mwah, mwah. We have seen people that did. And that was it. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So, and the Bible says, flee all appearances of evil. So the question is, why do you want to kiss the person? What is the purpose of kissing? Is that the best way to show love? Are there no other ways to show love in that relationship? If kissing becomes your definition of love, you don't know what love is. Because love is more than that physical touch and affection. And as soon as people get into that mode, I can guarantee you, listen, if you start on that note, every other day you visit, you will do that same thing. And you will do worse things. It's a dangerous way to start. And that's the reason why in our own relationship, I just told myself the truth. Me, everybody knows themselves. You know yourself. Don't lie to yourself. So, I'm not kissing, no. I don't want to kiss anybody, oh. Don't kiss me, oh. Don't come and play on this. Baby, I just want to. No, you cover me. You destroy my head. And so, we agreed and it worked for us. And I've seen many other people say it over and over again, how it worked for them. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here right now? Many other people say how it worked for them. But many people cannot talk their own story because they did it. You will not have a testimony. Testimonies are important though. Don't spoil your testimony. Yes, so the limit is that you go to somebody, greet somebody, hug somebody. And those ones, they have done some small... Yeah, but when you start watching movie together, and I stay like this. You are near the trap. The trap that killed the rat in the kitchen will still kill the one in the parlor. You're already there. You're lying down together and you're watching a movie. And the movie has different scenes. And in one of the scenes, they now sinned. You're going to be in trouble. Are you getting what I'm saying here right now? So you have to avoid that. You have to avoid that. The same thing with married people. Married people, you have to avoid it. Somebody is throwing passes at you at the office. Yes, one of your bosses is throwing, but anytime you just see, you say, fine woman, who marry woman like this? And you just say, you are gone. The day people leave the office and he holds you in the corner, and maybe that's the day your husband made you angry, you are gone. I've had personal confessions of women who have misbehaved and don't know how to tell their husband. In this my lifetime, they don't know. And it is not in the mouth of Mavis that you will hear. And that's how the trumpet will sound. See that? Only the people that know their way. Hey! Hey! Glory to God. It's almost time, so just one or two and I'll go off. But did you get answer? Did you get the answer of what I'm saying now? Yes, this same question somebody asked Pastor Chris Kilomemeni, and he was asking the same thing. He said, what's your motive? Why do you want to be kissing? Why can't you do something more serious? Why you don't pray together? You don't even fast together. You didn't go to camp together. You didn't study the word. Why is it kissing that you want to do? Can I tell you the truth? As a married person, just in small, 8 years is very small. I have kissed and kissed. I'm tired of kiss. I'm tired of kiss. You don't understand? It didn't even stay up to 1 year before you'll be tired. It will not be up to 1 month, self. You just realize that. Let me tell you, when you marry, you will know that many guys, some of guys who are in relationship now, you see how you are with your partner and all your body is misbehaving. When you marry, you can be with nobody. Your body will not move 1 inch. You now know that, bills to pay. They know how to silence the body. Everything around is silence the body. Sometimes they're not paying any bills, but just the challenges of problem solving in office, critical thinking, analyzing things and finding a way around things, your body will just calm down. You know that. It's not every time. But when you're in a relationship now, anytime you see her, that's the only thing you are thinking about. So your body's reacting. But in the marriage, it's not like that. It's not like that. So just reserve it for marriage so that you can have extra to do in marriage. Because if you do everything now, when you get there, I can guarantee you your marriage will be so boring. There will be nothing to do. Because that's what brought both of you together initially. Did you get what I just said?
Okay. Good evening, Pastor, sir. Thank you so much, sir. This person is saying, if a partner cheats, you said it earlier that if a partner cheats, we should leave. What about a situation where a partner comes clean to you that he or she has cheated?
Now, if the person comes clean to you after they have cheated once, I come clean to you, that means the person is reporting themselves. There's a level of understanding that one can have. You would have had conversation. How did it happen? What happened? Is it that you have known that before? Is it that you can have that kind of conversations? Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? But me, I'm saying, I'm saying that if it is a relationship, carry your bag and walk away. If it is a marriage, you will start infidelity recovery. You know why? You don't know what it means not to trust the person. You don't know it. You'll be cooking in the kitchen like this, and you'll be hitting the okporoko, the stockfish, as if it's your husband. You don't know. Somebody will appear before you. Instead of hugging the person, you just hate. Everything about you will just draw. It takes the Holy Spirit to mend that kind of heart. That is why in the world, they don't always get right again. Except they go through serious therapy. And most times, spiritual one will be added. If that spiritual part is not added, many of them never recover. Many of them. They don't. Is it because you don't know what trust is? Don't allow trust to be broken. Broken trust is very dangerous. I get what I'm saying now. That's why if somebody has loved you, the moment you are with that person, make sure what broke that relationship is not infidelity. Maybe because your anger issues or our way we didn't align, let it break. But if it is infidelity, it's difficult. Difficult. Don't you know it's easy to forgive somebody when they steal your money? You don't know what sex is. Sex is life to life. I don't think people understand. This thing that they are doing on the streets here, don't count it like that. Do you know that every man you have slept with as a lady, their body is inside you? That is... God has forgiven you, but can I tell you, a part of that person is lost inside of you. And every man too, a part of that woman is lost inside of you. Sex is spiritual. The way God designed it, it is less carnal. It is more spiritual than carnal. It is more spiritual than carnal. That two people stay together after 15 years, 10 years, they are looking like themselves. You don't understand. You put something inside somebody, it came out, and it looked exactly like you. And you think that thing is an ordinary act? Please don't joke. I don't know who lied to the generation we're in now, where it's a very big fat lie. That sex is just normal, just in and out. No. Don't let anybody deceive you. There's something about it. Every time a man ejaculates, he releases life. That's why a person can take a man's sperm and shut down his destiny. Oh, you don't know what the spiritual world is about. If you know, you'll be more careful. That's why you see people who are not even born again, all these monks that reach some level of high consecration in demonic worship, they stay away from sexual things too. Demonic worship, they stay away from a lot of sexual activities. Some demonic, people are doing demonic things. There are guys that are doing some strange things. When they go, they will tell them, that girl, don't sleep with her again. And the guy can be giving the girl money, doing anything, he will never enter there. Because they have told him that thing. Mama Basha Eje, if a herbalist with his low myopic spiritual understanding can understand that, how much more God? I want you to understand the power behind sex. So it's very powerful. It's not a joking thing. Not a joking thing. No, no, no. What hurts a lady when a guy leaves her is not the leaving. It is what she has given. But many of the times, the guys are not aware because guys should realize it. But guess what? The judgment of the guys come later on. Why? The lady is emotional. She's crying. The guy is logical. He has thought, doesn't mean anything. He's waiting for him. Tell anybody in the world that Pastor Mavis told you that I will stand and defend it. Anywhere. Thank you. We're going to pray. That's the last one. Have you been blessed tonight? Yes, so we're going to pray. Two dimensions of prayer. I want to pray for those who are hurting from past relationships. God has forgiven you, but you have not forgiven yourself. That you need to forgive yourself. You need to let go. You need to, by yourself, you need to let go and say, God, I let go of James. I let go of Dami. I let go of Bisola. I let go of Dotun. I allow. There are some men here, they are very hurt. The reason is because you invested so much. There are some guys that are on rampage to destroy up to 50 girls because of one girl that attacked their life. They have made up their mind that the girl will know me for this life. And they will come with a sweet tongue. When they finish, they will leave. When they finish, they will leave. Because you are hurt. Don't allow that to destroy your life. Can we rise up on our feet and begin to talk to God and say, Lord, I receive help. Those of us, you probably don't have that kind of experience. And you want to say, God, help me to know what genuine love in Christ is. I want to love you more. I want to know what love is in you. There are many guys who want a very good, happy marriage. But they are still doing somehow. You can't get it like that. Don't let anybody deceive you. If you want a happy marriage, be that kind of man. The kind of woman you want, be that kind of man. Right can connect with right. One right, one wrong is always a fight. It's always a fight. Nobody can tell you otherwise. What I'm telling you now is the answer. I want you to pray and say, God, help me. If you had an ulterior motive and say, when I grab them, I will show them because somebody has hurt you. Please open up your heart and say, God, I'm sorry about that. I forgive. I let go. I've made my mistake. But God, do me a favor, Father. Give me the best. I will adjust. Just give me the best. I will do the right thing. Just help me again so that I'll be able to love afresh. I'll be able to do the right things. And many of us who are not in any relationship, maybe somebody betrayed you at a particular point. You were raped at one time or the other. Some guys were molested and you have found yourself. This is that day of healing. This is that day of healing. Can you just open up your heart and just begin to heal up? Begin to heal up. This is the surgical room of the Holy Spirit today. And you're just healing up. You are a woman and you're a man. Your husband has hurt you seriously and you're just flowing. But you know that you are pained about the way he treats you. Or you are a man. You are pained about the way your wife has treated you. And you are hurt. Can you just forgive her and let her go? Forgive him and let him go. Just say, Lord, help me. Help me today. Let me forgive. Forgiveness is real. Forgiveness is divine. Forgiveness will let you free. If you forgive others, your heavenly Father has forgiven you in Christ Jesus. He's just wanting you to forgive others. Just open up your hand and say, Lord, I let go. I let go. I let go. I let go. And some of us, you have made terrible mistakes in the past. And as I was talking about the fact that somebody's spirituality of sex and somebody's atom of that person lives inside of you, you can talk to the Holy Spirit today and say, Holy Spirit of the living God, I declare today that you are the only one. Just sanctify the whole of my being from inside out and let me be new again. Because if any man be in Christ, indeed he becomes a new creation. All things are passed away. All things then can become new. Can you say, Holy Spirit, make me new again. Make me new again. Make me new again. I'm not going back to my past. I'm not going back to that kind of lifestyle. Make me new again. There are some people who are married and you have hurt your partners in the past. You didn't tell them about it, but you don't know what to do. Just pray and say, Holy Spirit, I have forgiven. There are some things you may not want to confess because they can destroy everything, including your children. Those are discussions for counseling rooms. Those are discussions for higher levels. But just say, Holy Spirit, I open up my heart. I let go. 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 Everything that destroys a person's life, everything that hurts a person's relationship, everything that makes people end up in bad relationships and they struggle because their foundations have been messed up. Oh Lord, repair my foundation. Paul said, other foundation can no man lay except that which is laid in Christ Jesus. Not the foundation of Apollos or Paul. No, but the foundation that is in Christ Jesus. Mandeleba shaka ba 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 ba. Can you cry to God this evening and just talk to him? Somebody broke your heart and since then you have been so mean and tough and hard, finding it difficult. Can you just let go now?
Help me know you and you. You're all I love. You're all I want. Ane manakaba ya baraba baba baba ya. Some of us, like I said, you always feel like there is somebody living inside of you. There is somebody still walking and talking. Sometimes your mind, you are filled with multiple thoughts. Can you say, Holy Spirit, take it off. Take it off. Take it off. Take it off. I present myself in your surgical room. It is you and I only. It is you and I in this body. All things are passed away. All things are passed away. All things are passed away. I am new in Christ Jesus. I am brand new. Washed by the blood. Washed by the blood. Shabba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- What a service, what a day. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, you want me to specially pray for you? You probably have had encounters like some of what I've mentioned here. You have been hurt. Maybe incest. Your cousin, your brother growing up, all those kind of things. Then brothers, siblings. You have misbehaved as siblings. Then some people, it is your parents, your dad that abused you. Yes. You find yourself in that situation, or you are a man and a lady has really hurt you, and since then you have zeroed your heart. And you said, I'm going to be hard. I will be any girl I meet, I will make sure I break their heart. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. She wants to say, Pastor, pray for me. You feel hurt. You invested so much in relationship and you didn't get anything from it because the person eventually left you like that. And you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I'm going to pray with you. Now, that's one class of people. Then the people who are saying, Lord Jesus, I receive forgiveness of sin. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. I'm going to pray for you also. Now, let me do it like this. Holy Spirit, help me. You're healing from a particular hurt. Just come to this side. I'm going to pray with you. You want to accept Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior? You can come to this side. I'm going to pray with you. You want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? This is my left-hand side. On this side, you can come to this side. You want to heal up from a particular hurt? You say, I just want to forgive this person and let go. Can you come this side? I'm going to pray for you. All I want. Inside, outside, wherever you are. Let them come forward. Lift up your voice and begin to talk to the Holy Spirit and say, Healer, touch my heart. Holy Ghost, touch my heart afresh. Holy Ghost, touch my heart afresh. Holy Ghost, touch my heart afresh. I let go. I let go. You can mention the name of the person and say, I let go of you. I let go of you. Rabbe Nemono Shaga Baba 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 Baba. I forgive you. I forgive you. Rabbe Nege Swampe Nebaraya. Eleko Shemeneke Dededededesh. Rabba La Baba 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 Baba. And the Echo Sega de Lebo Shana La 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 La. Rabbe Nele Eko Sagada. You trusted someone and they physically abused you and battered you and left you like that and moved on to someone else. Say, God, I let go of you. I let go.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously.
For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.